All right, I'll declare the meeting, the extraordinary meeting of the 30th of October 2023 open. Begin with a prayer. We humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessings on this council, direct and prosper our deliberations to the glory and welfare of the people in this shire and throughout our country. Amen. Lockhart Shire Council acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land, the Wiradjuri people, and pays respects to elders past, present and future, and extends the respect to all First Nations people in the Lockhart Shire. In accordance with Clause 3.21 of the Lockhart Shire Council Code of Meeting Practice, councillors are reminded of their oath or affirmation of office made under Section 233A of the Act and their obligations under the Council's Code of Conduct to disclose and appropriately manage conflicts of interest. And councillors and officers are reminded that the, as in accordance with Clause 5.3 of the Lockhart Shire Code of Meeting Practice, the proceedings of council meetings are recorded and an audio recording of each council meeting is made available on the council's website. Right. Apologies.
We have an apology from Councillor Shah. And he made a point of submitting an apology. We haven't heard from Councillor Walker.
I'm here.
He's there.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't see that. I've got apologies there, James.
No, you're fine, Peter.
All right, somebody moved that the apology be accepted. Thanks, Fran. Seconded Bob. All those in favour, say aye.
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 Against? Carried. Declarations of pecuniary and non-pecuniary interests. There being none. Staff reports, the audited financial statements of 2023. The recommendation is that council certify in its opinion the general purpose financial statements and the special purpose financial statements as prepared are in accordance with the attached certificates, and that certificates be completed by the Mayor, Deputy Mayor, General Manager and Responsible Accounting Officer. Do I have a mover?
Yep.
So moved. Councillor Marsden and Councillor Matthews. Comments, questions? Mr. Director, did you want to say anything?
Just thank you, Mr. Mayor. The extract there, please note that the page numbering obviously doesn't match. There's only 9 pages there. They're the page numberings, the bigger document that they come from. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So these are the other than that, no, they're all good. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Any questions, comments? Mr. General Manager, you have anything to add?
One of the other things is my goodness, you know, just the
You're breaking up, Peter.
Just want to say the Office of Local Government approved our February extension with the financial state.
Anyone understand
no.
that?
No, the sound is terrible. Wasn't good for Craig either.
Yeah. Sorry, what did the Office of Local Government say?
That is approved the request for an extension.
No, it's you're not coming. Are you hearing that, Fran?
No.
Bob?
Try that again. Turn your camera off.
I can hear what Craig said, so maybe you should use his mic.
If everyone turns their camera off, they're going to get a little bit of better OLG approved extension.
And all right. Oh, the extension of time. Okay, thank you. Very good. Very good. All right. I'll put that then. No further comments or questions. All those in favour say aye.
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 Against? Carried. Any questions, issues before I close the extraordinary meeting?
No.
There being none, I'll declare the meeting closed at 5:05 p.m. Thank you all for your attendance.